This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. Civic Theater of Greater Lafayette has a new event. It's the inaugural 10-Minute Play Festival, and it's this weekend. Joining me to talk about it are Kelly MacBurnett Andronicus, a playwright and director, and Hannah Lazars, one of the actors in the festival. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Basically, this is six short plays, one right after the other, right?
Yes.
Kelly, talk a little bit about your play. What's it called and what's it about?
My play is called El Loro, El Gato y El Espíritu Santo, or The Parrot, the Cat, and the Holy Ghost. And it's a short play about three Mexican-American sisters who, to protect a loved one, cover up a murder that never happened.
Is this your first play?
This is my second play. It's my first 10-minute play, which has its particular challenges. I have a full-length play behind me and another full-length in the hopper.
What's the experience been like? You say 10 minutes is kind of a tight schedule.
It really has to be a concentrated story, very concise, limited number of characters, limited, if any, scenery, and you have to get to the conflict straight to the point immediately. And it's a bit formulaic in that way.
So did you start out with something longer that you had to cut?
I did, actually. I didn't think this would be a full-length play, but I did think I might be able to get a one act or, you know, 45 minutes out of it. And when we decided in the Civic Playwrights group to do this 10-minute festival, I didn't have anything else back there to pull out. And I thought, well, I'll just adapt this one. And I'm so glad I did, because it really works well as a 10-minute play.
As the playwright and director, did you then do the casting? And how did that all work out?
The casting in my particular situation was interesting and challenging because I hope to have a Latina cast. I did a lot of outreach with the Purdue community and the Latino community, just trying to promote the auditions. I contacted McCutcheon High School, Lafayette, Jeff, all the high school drama departments, just to scare up some actors. And we had a really wonderful turnout. I was lucky. I ended up with two of my four cast members are bilingual, and one of them is Hispanic, so I'm really pleased with the way that's turned out.
And Hannah, you're acting in one. What's the play and what's your character?
I'm acting in Zachary Bale's play called Feed Me, and I'm playing the character of Sam.
And what's it about?
A 20-something-year-old male, and it takes place in his apartment. His girlfriend just dumped him, and he's stuck with her cat, and he puts an ad on Craigslist for this cat, and different individuals come into the scene and create some chaos. But while it's silly, it has some really cool underlying themes about how people connect with each other and in social media in the modern age.
And you are no stranger to civic theater, right? You've got some past experience.
Correct. I've been acting for about 8 or 9 years. I started in fourth grade, so civic theater is a home to me.
And what challenges were there for you doing this condensed 10 minutes?
I've never acted in this sort of play before. In fact, I don't even enter until halfway through the play. So I only have 5 minutes to develop my character, to have some sort of stage presence. It really is challenging to try to establish the same things that you normally would in maybe an hour and a half in this shorter time frame.
What do you want audience members to take away? Because these are very different, all six plays. Mm-hmm. Kelly?
Well, I would say the overall goal of the festival itself is to introduce the Lafayette audiences to new material and new playwrights, and to kind of throw some creative and artistic risk out there, which is not financially risky. You know, it's a pay-what-you-can event. It's probably going to be an hour and a half long tops, and it's going to be better than TV. So,
and Hannah?
I would say maybe for my particular play that I'm starring in, first of all, it does give an outlet for, you know, local playwrights, authors to get their work on stage. That's an awesome opportunity. But for my play, Zachary has this message he wants to express, and he's able to do so with this opportunity.
It's the 10-Minute Play Festival from Civic Theater of Greater Lafayette this Friday and Saturday night, beginning at 7:30 each night. It's in the historic Monon Depot Theater, North 5th Street in Lafayette. More information is on our website, WBAA.org. Kelly MacBurnett Andronicus and Hannah Lazars, thanks so much for coming in, and I guess break a leg is the correct
Thank you.
term.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.